Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit awayisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand, pretending to scoop up some warm sand. Now let your fingers open and imagine the smooth sand flowing through your fingers onto the ground. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the soft, warm sand and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Now imagine drawing a tiny circle in the sand. Swirl it around to draw another circle, a little bigger. Then another circle, even bigger. And then another, a little smaller. You feel cozy and loved, and you draw a heart shape in the smooth sand. Now your entire body feels calm and completely relaxed. You feel safe and warm as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Now we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Nap Time or Not. It was calm and peaceful in the cove tucked along Awe Island's eastern shoreline. Waves gently lapped against the rocks, creating a soothing rhythm. Not far off the coastline, a group of sea otters was sound asleep, each floating on their backs at the top of the waves. The ocean softly rocked them back and forth. But one little otter sat up. Oceana had been trying to nap quietly with the rest of the otters, but she just couldn't sleep. She was wide awake, and she wanted to go out and play. Yes, the sun was warm and bright, which made some otters just want to curl up on the sun-warmed waves and sleep. But the bright, cheery sunshine also caused the more distant waves of the Awe Island Sound to twinkle invitingly. Seeing the sparkling waters just made Oceana want to go out and play, not sleep. Oceana looked around at the rest of the group of little otters. Yes, everyone was sleeping, even Oceana's best friend, the usually lively Alonzo. He was snoring and obviously dreaming of something fun because his paws kept twitching. Oceana giggled a moment, but then she sighed. Even Alonzo was napping. What would she do? Oceana thought a bit. Maybe she should try one more time to go to sleep. No, she had already tried that for a long time. There was no point in trying any longer. Nodding her head decisively, Oceana decided to go explore the shoreline of the cove. Yes, that would be fun. She often did things with her friends, so it would be interesting to go off by herself. She could go take a look at the rocks on the surface and under the water. Oceana liked rocks and stones a lot. And maybe when she was done exploring, her friends would be done with their naps and be ready to play with her again. Quietly, so as not to disturb her friends' rest, Oceana slipped deep into the water, trying not to splash as she paddled her little legs. She swam away from the napping otters and toward the craggy shoreline. As she swam, Oceana looked at the large rocks and stones jutting out from the surface of the sea. Big rocks like these were often filled with nooks and crannies, perfect for hiding treasures, Oceana thought. Treasures such as small rocks and old shells. Oceana liked collecting treasures and then stashing them somewhere where she could look at them later. Oceana puttered around the cove, scanning the rocks, looking for just the right little place to store things. Close to the sandy beach was a grouping of rocks that looked promising. Oceana swam right up to the rocks and looked closely at the crevices. Then, suddenly, she spotted it. The perfect spot. In a gap between two rocks was a tiny opening that she could just get her paw through. Then the tiny passage grew into a larger space behind the opening. There seemed to be plenty of space inside for storing treasures. the little otter was excited to have found such a nice place to hide a treasure. She looked across the waters toward the group of otters. They were some distance away, but she could see enough to tell that no one was moving much. They all must still be asleep. Good. No one would know where her new secret hiding place was. Not that she minded sharing her treasures, but part of the fun was finding hiding places that no one else could find. Since everyone was still asleep, and since she now had a good treasure hiding spot, Oceana decided to go look for some new treasures to put in her new spot. Again, the little otter dove down under the waves. She circled and twisted, dancing gracefully through the glistening waters. The little otter swam down, down, down towards the floor of the cove to look at the rocks at the bottom. The cove wasn't very deep, and the water was very clear, so it was easy to see things down at the bottom. Oceana decided she was looking for a smooth, flat stone. Yes, that's what she wanted to collect today. She wasn't quite sure why, but she just thought something very flat and very smooth would be an interesting thing to have. Oceana scanned the bottom of the cove looking for just the perfect stone. As she swam around, she saw all types of rocks and stones. There were black rocks, gray rocks, brown rocks, striped rocks, pink rocks, and even some sparkly rocks. In general, Oceana liked sparkly rocks a lot, but that's not what she was looking for today, so she didn't pick up any of the sparkling rocks she saw. Maybe another day she'd collect some sparkly rocks. But today, she wanted something very flat and smooth, and all the stones she was finding were rough with jagged edges. After a little while, Oceana swam up to the surface to take a breath and check on the other otters. She gazed southward across the cove, looking toward where the other otters were still floating gently on the shallow, calm waters. All she saw were little mounds of fur. Yes, everyone was still asleep. Oceana could keep searching for rocks for a while longer. So down, down, down under the waves she dove again, somersaulting in a perfect circle just when she reached the bottom. Here, Oceana found some more rocks. These rocks were smoother than the bunch she had seen. In fact, each stone she picked up and examined was a little smoother than the previous one. Finally, she found a treasure of the kind she was looking for. A perfectly smooth, almost flat, black rock. Oceana carried it up to the surface to get a better look at it. She floated on her back and set the rock on her chest. It was beautiful. So smooth and a deep, rich, black color that seemed as deep as the ocean itself. Oceana smiled as she looked at her rock. In fact, she was so entranced by it, she forgot to watch where she was drifting. She drifted farther southward until suddenly, Oceana floated right into Alonzo, who gave a start of surprise. Oceana jumped too. "Oops," she exclaimed. Alonzo blinked twice, realized it was just Oceana, and yawned. "Oh, hi, Osh," he started to say, and then he sank back into sleep. Oceana giggled, but very quietly. Alonzo didn't hear her, and none of the other nearby otters seemed to have heard either, because no one else woke up. "Wow, everyone is really sleepy today," Oceana thought. For a moment, she thought about whether she should wake everyone up. After all, she wanted to play, and it was too beautiful a day to waste with just napping. But then, Oceana thought a little harder. "You know what, Oceana?" she said to herself. "Maybe for Alonzo and the others, napping isn't a waste of a beautiful day. Maybe, for them, napping is the perfect way to spend a beautiful day. Just because napping isn't what I want to do on a sunny day like this, doesn't mean it's not a good way for someone else to enjoy the day." Oceana smiled. Yes, she would leave her friends alone and let them sleep peacefully. She would just go play with her shiny new rock by herself. Softly, so as not to wake her friends, Oceana swam away toward the craggy rocks where she had found the new hiding place. She played with her flat, shiny black rock for a while, until she finally got tired of looking at it and hid it away in the little cranny in the rock. Oceana was actually sleepy herself now. Slowly, she swam back to where the otters were still napping. Oceana felt that she could finally nap with her friends. She floated near Alonzo and curled up next to him. Yes, a nap would be good now. Oceana yawned. She was tired after so much treasure hunting. She stretched out her paws, relaxing into the warm, shallow waters before curling up next to Alonzo again. The waves began to rock her back and forth. Back and forth. She thought of all she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful for the beautiful day that she and her friends could each enjoy in their own way. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Oceana smiled, feeling grateful for having found a wonderful treasure and a hiding place for it today. The little sea otter took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Oceana was grateful for her friends, Alonzo and the other otters, for always being around, even if they were doing different things. Oceana took one more deep dragon breath in and out. She hugged herself tight and then relaxed into the water. her eyes grew heavy as the gentle motion of the waves lulled her into a deep, deep sleep while she dreamed of finding more treasures in the beautiful Awe Island Cove. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.